Welcome to LifeWords Day by Day, where we're studying 1 Samuel, and we're in chapter 9, where the people have asked for a king, and now that king is being shown to us. And it seems from the introduction in 1 Samuel chapter 9 that Saul is a good choice to be king over Israel. He's wealthy, he's strong, he's handsome. What's not to like? But embedded within each of the next several scenes, we're going to discover some very undesirable characteristics that the first audience would have picked up on and that we need to pick up on so that we might see and understand that sometimes God gives us what we ask for to show us it's not what we need. One of the first notable features that we learn about Saul is that he is the most handsome man in Israel and he is incredibly tall. What a sight to behold! But the first audience would have picked up on something. They would have known their Bible, and they would remember that Saul is the first Israelite that's been noted as being especially tall. All the other people recognized for their physical stature and size were Israel's enemies, men and people who did not follow after God. Numbers chapter 13 and verse 33, it says, "We seem to ourselves like grasshoppers." Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 28, "The brothers have made our hearts melt, saying, the people are greater and taller than we," talking about the occupants of the promised land. Deuteronomy chapter 2, "The Ammim formerly lived there, a people great and many and tall as the Anakim." Deuteronomy chapter 9, "A people great and tall, the sons of Anakim, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said, who can stand before the sons of Anakim?" And then you have 1 Samuel chapter 17, where we run into a person named Goliath. Well, what are we to learn from all of this? Is this just a coincidental circumstance? Are all tall people evil? Well, no. Remember, the people wanted a king like the other nations, and what they saw was that might and strength were wrapped up in physical appearance and height. If you were tall, it was understood that you were to be mighty and strong and brave. Just like in some third world countries today, an overweight person is thought to be wealthy because they have means to eat abundantly. So listen, there's nothing wrong with Saul being tall. The fault comes in that the people believed that his height is what made him a great leader. They are getting what they desired, but what they desired is not what they needed, as we will soon see. As you pray today, please remember Sirpong Yaobang and his family are missionaries in Thailand. And also remember the Rundi LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout Burundi.